We are learning Maseches Erevim Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Gemara on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that according to Rameh, you can't stand, for example, in Shisha Rabim, and open a door in Shisha Yochid, even though both the key and the lock is in Shisha Yochid. You can't stand in Shisha Rabim and do that because you might carry the Shisha Rabim. And the Rabban said back to the story of Shuk Shal Patamim down in Yishalayim, they used to do such a thing, stand in the street and open the door. Freidimar Akasha, believe it or not, the Yishalayim is not a Shisha Rabim. Rabbanon, Omer Rameyer, Rosh Hashirabim. Rameyer says a case of Hashirabim, which is also Umahadu Inu Karmelis, and he brings a raya from a Karmelis. In Yerushalayim is a Karmelis. Omer Rab Barachan, Omer Meichran, Yerushalayim, and Molly the Sasan, Ulus Belayla. If the doors are not shut at night in Yerushalayim, then Chayov Lam Shishirabim. Then it will be Shishirabim. But Lamais in Yerushalayim, since it has a wall around it, and the doors close at night, Yerushalayim has a din of a Karmelis. It's a Shishiyach Adaraisa. It's a Karmelis. And there's a Karmelis, so they didn't stand. They let them open the door because the Gzeira is a Gzeira Derabbanon. Even if you carry the lock, the key, to yourself where you're standing, it's only Shishiyach Adaraisa. That's why they allowed it. But maybe in a Rishis Rabban, we agreed to Rameya. What's the Raya from Shuk Shapatamim, Yushalayim? There was a Karmelis. So Rameya said, can't do this when you're standing with Shirabim. And Rabbanon say back a story from the Karmelis, not a Raya. Karmelis is only Derabbanon. And Yerushalayim is a Karmelis. Omra Papa, Kam, Koidim Shapirzoi, Pratzois, Pirzois, Kam, Lachash, Nivzoi, Pirzois. Rapapa answers that Yerushalayim, eventually, there was the attackers came and they crashed down the walls. And it had big Pirzois, big breaches in the wall. Once it had a breach in the wall, it lost its din of a Karmelis, became a Shusharabim. And if the loch is, you can't have a pirtz more than 10 amas. Here, a pirtz is more than 10 amas, and it sounds like that's the right that I didn't appear to 10 amas. And therefore, it became Rosh Hashirabim. That's the raya. Our Mishnah was bringing a raya from the story in Yerushalayim was after there were pirtzes already, and therefore had a din ready of Rosh Hashirabim. That's one tarts. That the case of Rabbi Chanan says that it's a shiyachid, it's a Karmelis, it's talking about where he didn't have breaches. Rav Papa is talking about after the war was breached. Rav Amar, something else. Seifa Oson Shariginah. That really, Rabbanon are going on something else. Rav Meir said, besides for not standing in Rosh Hashirabim and opening the door Shisha Yochid, you can't even stand in a Gino, which is a Karmelis. A Gino is a garden, which is more than Beis Hasayim. The Loch is it's a Karfif, and it's a Karmelis. Rabbanon heard from Rav Meir that then is also, that's also a problem to open up a door in Rosh Hashirabim from a Gino, from a Karmelis. And on that, they were arguing. Rav Amar Seif Oson Shari Gino, Vach Kama, V'chein, Rameyer had said that you shouldn't stand in Shisha Yochid and open up a door in the Karmelis, or stand in the Karmelis and open a door in Shisha Yochid. Only if you make yourself a wall of 10 tefachim around the door, and therefore you can stand in there, and it'll be your Shisha Yochid. There's a story in the marketplace of butchers in Yerushalayim. So you know, when Nichem and Savteach bechalon shigav Pesach, they used to open and close the door and keep the key on the window that was above the Pesach. Rabbi Yisrael and Shukshat Tamar Ma'ayu was the marketplace of the wool. The people sold wool, but either way, the machlekes was on a Karmelis. So coming out that the Rameyer's machmir even by Karmelis not to open a door in Shisha Yochid. Why? Because Xeri might bring it into the Karmelis. Even though it's only the Rabbanon, he still made Xeri on that. And the Rabbanon argued on that, and that's the story that they brought from Yerushalayim, that by a Karmelis, it's also. So really we have two Mahalchim, either Rabbanon arguing even on a Deraisa, and they bring a Raya from Yerushalayim after the war was breached, therefore Yerushalayim was a Shisha Rabbanon Deraisa. Or they're going on that the Rameya asked by Karmelis, and through that would come out the Rabbanon agree by the Raisa the Zegzera. But Pashat, Rabbanon argue on both. They argue, they had a riot to that, but they argue on both. One will hold Cyrus Ram side, Karmelis is not a problem to open a door as long as you're not carrying. Zogzera might bring it in to your Rishos. Tanu Rabbanon and the Raisa, continuing the same discussion. Pischei Shari Gina, the doors of a garden, bezman sheyesh lahem beis shar mibefnim poisach v'noyel b'mefnim mibachutz poisach v'noyel b'chutz. Now, what are we talking about over here? So Rashi explains that these locks were like a lockbox, and they were 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So the lockbox itself was a rishus hayachid. Now, if you are standing in your gina and opening up a lock, the problem is you are carrying from a Carmelis to a Rosh Yochid. And even if the lock, the key, is sitting on top of a lockbox, so you're just going from Rosh Yochid to Rosh Yochid, because the lockbox is Rosh Yochid and sitting in Rosh Yochid, since you're standing in a Carmelis, Rav Meir holds that might be a problem. So the Braisa says like this, Pischei Sharei Gina, the door, the opening of the door to the garden. Bizman Shiyeshlan Beis Shar, if they have like a gatehouse, it means like a little hut in front of the door, so Mirfnim, from the inside of the garden, so it means you have a little Rosh Hashanah Yochid in the inside of the garden, so you could stick your hand out of that gatehouse and open and close the door, because you're going from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's not a problem. Pesach V'Noyel Mirfnim, you open and close the door from inside that hut, you open and close the door, therefore you're going from Shiyach to Shiyach. Remember, again, the lockbox is a Shiyach. So you go from Shiyach to Shiyach. Mi bachutz, if you put this gatehouse on the outside of the garden, peseach v'nael mechutz, then you open and close it from the outside hut, because you have to go from Shiyach to Shiyach. Mekan, mekan, if you have a gatehouse on both sides of the door, peseach v'nael mekan, mekan, you can open and close the door from both sides. Ein lehem le lekan lekan, you have no gatehouse, just have this lockbox on the garden, and the problem is the lockbox is a shiachid, a surin kan v'kan. There's no way to open it on Shabbos, because, like Rav Meir is saying, that you can't stand in a different rishus and open it in a shiachid, because there's a gzeri, you might bring it into your rishus, which is a karmelis in this case, or in a case of shiravim, it's pashas, also according to Rav Meir. And there's another case, v'chein chanuya is apsucha shiravim. You have these stores that are open shiravim, and here, like Rashi explains, we'll see in the Gemara, that the lock boxes on doors, on stores, are lav dafka above your tvachum. So it's lav dafka Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So therefore, the price will be mechalek. We'll explain the differences. When the lock box is below 10 tvachum, so it's not Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So maybe mafteich merav Shabbos, you bring a key from merav Shabbos, and you put it on the skupa. The skupa is a karmelis. You put it down on the floor there. Lemachar pesach v'noyel. You pick it up and you open the door. Umachzir l'skupa, back in the skupa. Why is this not a problem? Because the lockbox is a karmelis and the skupa is a karmelis. And according to one pshat Rashi, it's not even a problem. This is not even a raya, not like Ramei at all, this part of the thing, because you're standing in the skupa also. So you're doing everything right. You're standing on the karmelis, you're opening the karmelis, doing everything perfectly. But if the middle is above, you tvachim, so it's a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What do you do then? Maybe mafteach merav Shabbos. You bring a key erev Shabbos, nicha b'minol, you put it on top of the lockbox. Lamachar pesach v'noyel, you can open and close, mechzir l'mekaymoy. Why? Because you go from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and you put it back there, the Rav Meir. Now, this Rav Meir is a little bit not like Rav Meir before, because here you're standing on the scoop, which is a karmelis, and you're opening and closing Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So it's a raya that he was chayzer. This is a raya that he was chayzer. Even if the middle is above 10 tvachim, maybe mafteach merav Shabbos, so menicha beskufa, you can put it on the iskupa. And lemachar pesach v'noyel, you can open and close machzir mekaymin, and you can put it back on the iskupa, or put it in the window on top of the Pesach, which is very interesting, because it sounds like I could take from the minol, which is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and put it down on the karmelis, the skupa, which is shver. How do you take something from Rosh Hashanah Yochid and put it on the skupa? The Gemara will talk about that. But what it's saying over here is you can take a key from the lockbox and put it down on the door stoop, or on a window. That's a karmelis. But in Yeshbech Aloin, Arba, Arba, Aser, but if the window is 4x4, which is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Aser, you can't move the key. Remember, the key started off on the skupa. So you take it from the skupa, opening the lockbox and putting it on the window, so you take it from a karmelis to a rishus hayachid, which would be a problem. But it sounds like it could go from the lockbox to the skupa. Mid-de-kama v'chein chanuyois mechlal, the skupa's karmelis is ginan. We're saying v'chein chanuyois is going on shari gina, so it sounds like we're talking about a skupa as a karmelis. So, hay minol hechidami. What is the case of his lockbox? Idles be arba'a, if it does not have four tvachim, so mokim turhu. So, even if it's above asara, why does Rameya say that it's asar? Echaritza mokim tur. Vi isbir Rabba, if it has four tvachim, halayim or rabbanim, that rabbanim is going to say, afas ban shamin al maila miyud, when the lockbox is above your tvachim, maybe maftech merav Shabbos, you could take a key merav Shabbos of nicha b'skupa and put it on the skupa, which is a karmelis, and then lamacha b'seach v'nayel boy, you could open and close the door, machzir la skupa and put the key back in the skupa. How can you do that? It's a shishiyachid. Or the chalayin shagabi apesach, which is also a karmelis, how can you do that? If it comes a tatl, a karmelis shishiyachid. So the kash is like this. This lockbox is four tvachim wide. If it's four tvachim wide, we have a problem. Because Rabbanan say, you could take the key from the eskupa, open and close the door, and then put it back in the eskupa. So you're carrying from a karmel shiachid. Teretz is, it's not four tvachim wide. If it's not four tvachim wide, what's Rameh's problem? Rameh says that you can't put it in the eskupa and open up the lockbox. Why not? It's a makom patur. So what's the case over here? The man of shachar makes no sense. The lockbox does not have four tvachim, so it's a makom tur. But it's not mamash makom tur. Why? Because the door is thick enough that conceptually you could look at the lockbox that extends into the door and it's four tvachim wide. And this is an old machlokes Ramei and the Rabbanan. The yesh boy lochuk lashlim boy ledalad has enough room to chisel it out and make it into a platform of four tvachim. That if you have space to chisel it out, you look at the ki'ilu, it's that wide also, 4x4 tvachim. So according to Ramei, you cannot carry the key from the eskupa to the lockbox. But according to Rabbanon, that it is a karmelis, so it's fine. You carry from the eskupa to the lockbox and back to the eskupa. Besides, like the Brisa says, if the chaloin is 4x4 tvachim, I cannot go from the skufa to the lockbox to the window. Why not? I'm going from a karmelis to a makom patur to a rishiyachid. That's a problem. That would be a problem. Omar Rav Bibi Barabai, Shmamino Mahomastita Tlas. You see from this Brisa three things. Shmamino Choykim Lahashlam. Number one, you see that according to Rameyer, is choykim lahashlam. According to Rabbanan, is no choykim lahashlam. That's one chiddush you see in this brisa. Machloekis is about choykim lahashlam. Do you chisel out the space? Kilu, it's a bigger space. Second shmamina, hoda by Ramei or Sharigina. You see, the Ramei was choyzer from the case of Sharigina, and he agrees that when you are standing in a rishus rabim, for example, when you're standing in a karmelis, you could open something in a rishus yachid. That's what you see. Because it said in the second case there of Rameyer, the second case of Chanuyos, the case was that if the minnow was a mile of Ma'asara, you could bring a key and put it on top of the lockbox and open and close it, even though you are standing in a karmelis. So you see, it's Choyzev and Halacha of Sharigina that if you are standing in a karmelis, you are allowed to open something Shijachid. And there's no Xavier you might bring it in, because even if you bring it in, it's only the Rabbanon. So Rameyer was Choyzev. And the third thing you see is from the Rabbanon. Shano the Rabbanon, Isil or Ravdimi. Tchi also Ravdimi, Rav Yechna, Mokum Shein by Abba Abba, if you have a Mokum that's not 4x4, which is a place, which is a Mokum Ptur, Mutav Nei Shirav, Nei Shirziyach, L'Katav Lav. Both the Shiravim and Nei Shirziyach, they allow to use it to put things down. Wavach lo yachlifu. But you can't switch things from Shirabim to Shirziyach through a Mokum Ptur. And what do you see here? The same type of idea. The guy is standing in the karmelis and the key was on the karmelis, on the skufa, on the stoop. Says, what does Rabbanan say? You can take that key and open the lockbox, because the lockbox is a makom patur, and then you can't put it on the windowsill, that's a shishayachar. Instead, if the windowsill, the chaloin, was 4x4, you cannot put it on the windowsill. Why not? It's a makom patur to shishayachar. Teretz is, I'm carrying from a karmelis to a shishayachar through a makom patur. Now, if you think about it, Rav Dimi is really talking about Rishirabim to Rishishiyachid through a makom patur. Here, the Rabbanan is saying an extra chiddush that even from a karmelis to Rishishiyachid through a makom patur is a problem. It's a little more. It's even by Rishuyis the Rabbanan. And in fact, the Gemara we have before on Pei Zayin Amar Beis says that Rav Dimi doesn't apply to karmelis to Rishuyis the Rabbanan. The Gemara says clearly on top of the Amid, Pei Zayin Amar Beis says, Ovashechli for Hosom Rishuyis the Raisa, Rishuyis the Rabbanan. It's Parshas where we don't say it. So Tosfos really asks this kasha, and he says our Gemara is saying that he holds more than Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi Taka maybe only holds by the Raisa. He can't do hachlofa. He can't switch from one rishus to another rishus. But Rishus the one that could. The Rabbanan is saying a bigger chiddush. Even from a karmelis to a rishus yachid through a makom patur is aser. They're adding on an extra chiddush that even that is aser.